Hey there, champions. It's your guy Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Champions Mine, 5 minute sports focus. Today, we're diving into something that's universal, something we all experience: anger. Yeah, I'm talking about the fiery feeling, the one that can turn your veins into red hot coals in a flash. Ever felt like you were on the verge of exploding? You know that feeling when everything just seems to be going wrong and frustration starts bubbling up? We've all been there, trust me. But here is the thing: anger isn't inherently bad. It's a natural human emotion, a powerful signal that something's off. Think of it like your internal alarm system screaming at you to pay attention. The problem comes when we let that anger control us, when it becomes this raging beast instead of a helpful guy. So, how do we harness the power of anger and use it to fuel our success? Let's break down 5 key takeaways for understanding and managing anger healthily. First up, awareness is key. You gotta know your triggers, those things that send you spiraling into rage mode. Is it traffic? A missed deadline? Maybe a certain type of comment from someone? Recognizing these triggers is the first step towards taking control. Once you know what sets you off, you can start to develop strategies for managing the situations. Next, give yourself time to cool down. Don't react impulsively when anger hits. Take a few deep breaths, count to 10, whatever works for you. This doesn't mean ignoring the problem, it means giving yourself space to process your emotions and respond rationally instead of reacting emotionally. You wouldn't try to fix a broken car by throwing more parts at it, right? The same goes for anger. Step back, take stock, and approach the situation with a clear head. Speaking of clear heads, communication is crucial. Bottling up your anger only makes things worse. Find healthy ways to express your feelings without lashing out. Use this statements to explain how you're feeling and what you need. For example, instead of saying, "You always make me late," try, "I feel stressed when we're running behind schedule. Can we work on leaving earlier next time?" Another essential tip is finding healthy outlets for your anger. Think about activities that help you release pent-up energy and stress. Exercise is a great option. It's like a physical release valve for those bottled-up emotions. Other options include listening to music, writing in a journal, or spending time in nature. Find what works best for you and make it a regular part of your routine. And finally, practice self-compassion. Everyone gets angry sometimes. It's normal. When you find yourself getting worked up, remember to be kind to yourself. Acknowledge the feeling, but don't let it define you. Treat yourself with the same understanding and empathy that you would offer a friend going through a similar situation. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine your boss just slammed down a pile of paperwork on your desk, demanding it all be done by tomorrow morning. You feel that familiar heat rising, your heart starts pounding, and your mind is racing with thoughts of deadlines and impossible tasks. You could react by snapping at your boss, storming out of the office, or drowning yourself in coffee, but those aren't going to solve anything. Instead, take a deep breath, acknowledge the anger, remind yourself that you can handle this challenge, and then calmly ask for clarification on priorities and timelines. You might even use it as an opportunity to discuss workload management with your boss. Remember, champions, anger isn't the enemy, it's a signal. It's up to us to learn how to listen to that signal, understand its message, and use it to fuel our growth and success. So, go out there, harness the power of your emotions, and conquer those challenges with a clear mind and a determined heart. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from these insights. And if you have any thoughts or stories about dealing with anger, drop them in the comments below. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, champions, stay focused, stay positive, and keep striving for greatness.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.